Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2266. Which superpower would you choose? By Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. This is where I share one article a day with permission from the authors to help both of us find more happiness, be more productive, and more. So without further ado, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Which superpower would you choose? By Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. I love to entertain provocative, if ultimately pointless, questions. Perhaps I should have been a philosophy major. Case in point, if you could choose any one but only one superpower, what would it be? It's a great question because superpowers speak to some of our deepest, if often subconscious, desires. Part of everyday human experience inevitably involves brushing up against our own limitations, real or perceived. But superpowers, by definition, allow for the glorious possibility of easily transcending those things about which we tend to feel the most powerless. It makes sense that superheroes have such wide appeal among youngsters whose limitations are, at least in some ways, more overt. But superhero stories clearly resonate with adults too. So which superpower would you choose if you could? Some common answers to this question include, number one, to be invisible at will. This would allow you to sneak into, say, a very high-priced concert or some exclusive event for free anytime you want. Moreover, it would allow you to hear what is said or watch what is done by anyone behind closed doors. Be careful what you wish for. This superpower would probably appeal to those who, more than anything, are seekers of the truth, people who want access to information they feel is otherwise not available to them, or perhaps those with trust issues. Number two, to fly. Not only would you have the freedom to travel at high speeds, of course, wherever and whenever you want, but what could be more exhilarating than flying through the air, high up in the sky, under your own power and direction? You could flee from any dangerous or unappealing situation in an instant. The only downside would be you could still be chased by others if they too had this ability. I honestly can't imagine anyone not wanting this superpower. It looks fun. However, the desire for it could indicate having problems dealing with reality head on, like regularly feeling the urge to escape from, say, an office job. Number three, to have incredible physical strength. Anyone who feels physically oppressed, bullied, or abused would understandably choose this superpower. The desire for it might also stem from wishing to set others free who are being mistreated. Justice and or revenge seekers might choose this superpower. But it could also portray a feeling of not being taken seriously, not being treated with respect, or of not being able to exert influence over the world around you. Number four, to be able to change form, shape, or size. This superpower would enable you incredible flexibility in maneuvering through the physical world. The applications are seemingly endless, as are the ways in which you can impress others. This might be the superpower for you if your dream is to be in Cirque du Soleil, because it would afford you the ability to perform incredible physical feats limited only by your imagination. As for underlying psychological issues this choice could be indicative of, It might hold strong appeal to someone who is unhappy with their own body as it is, or who feels lacking in the ability to innovate creative solutions to everyday problems. Number 5, to travel through time. This would seem like another universally sought after superpower. It could certainly satisfy countless curiosities and countless fantasies. However, there are plenty of potential hazards and downsides. Really, just watch any time travel movie and see for yourself. While there are plenty of playful motivations for this superpower, and even noble ones, preventing disasters and tragedies from occurring, for instance, it might also be chosen by someone who has perfectionistic tendencies, control issues, or who is haunted by regret. Number 6, to have superhuman powers of perception and intuition. This one has lots of potential applications as well. Everything from reading minds to selecting great stock picks to sensing when trouble is brewing somewhere and being able to intercede accordingly. Choosing this superpower, though, might also suggest a shadow of people-pleasing tendencies or a fear of not being able to navigate life successfully enough with your perceptive powers as they are. And number 7, to read and retain information at lightning speeds. This superpower would give you clear advantages for sure. Think of what you could do with a near endless memory and capacity for learning. Perhaps choosing this superpower above all others, though, is a signal of overwhelm, feeling unable to keep up with the rapid pace of change and the increasingly intimidating body of knowledge that none of us can ever even come close to grasping or absorbing in a lifetime or many lifetimes. Or it might be indicative of feeling that you are always missing out on something due to lack of information. There are numerous other possible superpowers, of course, and my goal is not to come up with a comprehensive list here, nor is it my intention to judge or condemn those who would choose any of the previously mentioned superpowers over any other. Clearly, the underlying fears, vulnerabilities, frustrations, and insecurities they shed light on are experienced by probably all of us, even if some may resonate more deeply with me and others more deeply with you. Bottom line, who doesn't want to feel more powerful, more in control, more capable, or more extraordinary? While I'm sure I'd very much enjoy the opportunity to sample any or all of the mentioned superpowers, none of them would actually be my first choice. My answer to the superpower question. You may have noticed that in all superhero stories, the heroes, regardless of their powers, are still plagued, if not downright haunted and tormented, by deep psychological scars. They have to be, really, because this is what makes the characters compelling and relatable. Apparently, none of the previously mentioned superpowers is enough to fully compensate for mental anguish or turmoil. That is why, in my estimation, the ultimate superpower is this: the ability to find contentment regardless of circumstances. Imagine if you could transcend your pain or suffering at any given moment, no matter what the situation, simply by applying skillful thought and/or behavior. It looks something like this. Rather than dwell on the downside of any given situation, you could immediately home in on a positive opportunity therein and leverage things to your and other people's advantage. Rather than curse your circumstances, we often do this over the most minor inconveniences, you would feel genuine appreciation for them and be able to accept them completely as is. Rather than have things outside of your control determine your mood, degree of happiness, or sense of satisfaction with life, you could determine these things for yourself through a simple but masterful adjustment in attitude and perspective. And rather than resign yourself to feeling helpless, ineffectual, inadequate, or despondent, you'd be filled with curiosity, awe, gratitude, and delight for the endless number of wonderful possibilities that your superpower allows you to tune into. This is not to say you'd become a mindless, complacent, naive, and sufferable fool. Quite the opposite. You would actually live in a constant state of creativity, vitality, thankfulness, mindfulness, humility, joy, and peace. No matter what happens, you could and would find contentment. Now that is a superpower worth having, or as a mere mortal, worth pursuing, even if contented man would hardly make for great bank at the box office. You just listened to the post titled, "Which Superpower Would You Choose?" by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you, Eric. Another unique post, and one we've never pondered here, I don't think, in over 2,200 episodes, and I definitely found it relatable. Because when I was a bit younger, invisibility was always up there for me as a really cool superpower that I'd want to have. And for me, I could see the quote-unquote psychological issues being pretty relevant, that I would want to know the truth and find all the answers, but there might be some lack of trust there as well. And now when I have a dream where I realize that I'm dreaming and in that moment can decide to do pretty much anything I want to do, most of the time I choose to fly. I don't choose to be invisible. Sounds kind of boring in the moment. Instead, I want to take off, fly around, and feel that sense of freedom that we never get to experience in the waking world. One that you can't even get jumping out of a plane because you can actually control your flying. And I'm no psychologist, and whether or not that's something related to what he said about wanting to escape, I don't know. It's possible, but definitely another one that has always stood out to me. And while the ending of this blog post might sound a little cheesy, I really like the message here because while it sounds like a superpower, we all have the ability, with a bit of mind training, to find the best in situations, to be grateful even in not the best situations. And when seen in this light, it really does sound amazing. And much of it, not all of it, is in our control. Generally, on a day-to-day basis, we can choose our reaction to life's events. It just takes consistent practice. Hopefully something you're getting by listening to this show. So with that, thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here for the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.